And one guy says to the other two, "Hey, do you guys taste cock right now?"
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
It's going to be another awful Saturday night with me, Josh Hadley. Maybe the cat will make it minorly better? Minorly? I don't even know if that's a word. Did I just make up a word? I don't know. Cat?
You might have. I make no promises as to my presence on the show making it less terrible.
Well, you know who absolutely will or will not make it less terrible? Yeah, I'm kind of playing the fence there. Is Chucko McMucko.
Since they're never going to hear this, I'm going to say fuck the Amish right at the top of the show. Hey, everybody.
You know what you could use to fuck the Amish? I don't know if you set me up for that or not, Charlie, but thank you.
I didn't.
If you want to fuck the Amish, you could go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT, and you would get 10 free gifts on top of whatever you order. You would get 6 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping. And the Amish won't even know it because they won't go to adamandeve.com and use the promo code WHAT. See, Charlie, that was just perfect.
Stupid Amish.
Well, speaking of stupid Amish, let's talk about stupid Ted Cruz in this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Ted Cruz, as we pointed out last week, is running for president. He's never going to win, but he's running, so there's that. Apparently, he didn't think his cunning plan all the way through. TedCruz.com was actually bought in 2004 by a Latino lawyer named Ted Cruz. So TedCruz.com, where Ted Cruz is telling everyone to go because his website is actually TedCruz.org, but he's such a moron, he's telling people to go to TedCruz.com, is just a message that says, "Support President Obama, immigration reform now."
There are beautiful things in this world that occasionally come along, and this is one of them. That's wonderful. He doesn't even know his own website, and he wants to run for president? Is he going to be one of those people who doesn't know that it's whitehouse.gov?
Probably not. He probably thinks it's com for computer. You know, that thing where I get my porno from.
Like, I couldn't have written anything better than that. He tells people to go to TedCruz.com, and it goes to a Hispanic lawyer whose front page on his website is praising Obama and Obamacare. That's fantastic. I mean, if his pre-primary campaign is any indication of how well organized his administration would be, then I know neither of which is going to happen, and this is a good story for me.
This one, I'm sure, after the Ted Cruz debacle, will be thought out a little bit better. Jeb Bush might run for president. Well, JebBushForPresident.com is already owned by self-described gay tech bears who are using it as a platform as a discussion point for LGBT issues. Oh, this is going to be a fun one in the tech age, isn't it, people?
Oh, you gotta love the younger people who are opposed to a lot of these old fogies who have big sticks up their butts, or they need big sticks up their butts, either way, are better with technology than the people running, and they have the ability to manipulate things based on that knowledge of technology. It's quite a wonderful thing.
That was a calculated move, and I applaud them for it. I think my best case scenario, happiest ending for this, would be if Jeb Bush had to settle for Jeb Bush giraffe clit dot bitch or something like that.
I like how you used happy ending in there.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you meant it, but it works.
I did not. They're just coming out of me subconsciously now.
The next story I want to talk about, Kat, do you want to tell us what happens when Jägermeister in Mexico throws a party?
Oh, so I like re-looked at that link, and that is like an old article. I don't know if we still want to talk about it or not.
Well, you sent it to me. I mean, yeah, it's a year old.
I didn't fact-check it. I just clicked on it because it sounded funny.
Well, I did notice it's a year old, but it's still funny how Jägermeister, it's a year old, but fuck it, we're going to talk about it because it's funny. Jägermeister decided to throw a party in Mexico. And what they did was, you know what would be really cool? We get the water to smoke. So they poured liquid nitrogen into chlorinated water. What was the result? Nitrogen trichloride, a hazardous knockout gas, sent 8 people to the hospital, and one guy ended up in a coma for 18 days.
I mean, even though it was a year ago, it's obvious that somebody had really good intentions. They were like, I want to make this as cool as possible for all of these, you know, crazy people who for some reason enjoy Jägermeister. Science doesn't know. Clearly, they didn't know anything about science because they just said, hey, we're just going to make this happen, right? This is how you make smoke, so we'll just throw it in the pool. Like, who decided that this required no research?
they were probably indulging in their own product a little too much.
Can't imagine why anybody would.
Okay, you're very anti-Jägermeister. I don't drink at all, so I have no opinion on how disgusting or awesome it is.
You're not going to get any pro-Jägermeister bullshit out of me. It tastes like black licorice. It's alcohol that tastes like black licorice. It's like two horrible tastes combined to make just another different horrible taste. If there's a silver lining to be had with this one, it would be that making poison out of Jägermeister would at least kill all of the right people.
Let's go to California. Andrew Gilbertson has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity for robbed a bank. He put on a hat and a pink child's backpack as a disguise, and when he was caught, he said the Virgin Mary told him to do this. And as his defense in court, the Virgin Mary told him to eat his own feces to prove that he was insane. So he reached into his ass, pulled out a handful of shit, and ate it on the stand. Is that the definition of crazy, or are you just going really, really far to not spend a couple of years in jail? I gotta get the, well, you could get that shit-eating grin off of his face joke out of the way.
Well, I think the Virgin Mary, at least based on everything I know about the Virgin Mary, she should have provided a better disguise than a pink backpack and a hat. I wonder where the Virgin Mary was there for that part of the story. I would say that's a legit insanity plea. We all have our own lines, Josh, and that one is mine. If somebody is willing to, first of all, manually extract, like he didn't wait until he had to go, at least, like, I guess that's the difference between like farm-raised and frozen food, I don't know. He manually extracted and consumed a handful of his own fecal matter on the stand. I'm willing to give that guy the benefit of the doubt.
Commitment to a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that takes something. And I think if it were bravery, that would be something. But that takes a level of insanity to eat your own shit. Like, I don't know if he's really crazy or not, but I hope he is. Because if he's not genuinely crazy, then he is the greatest mastermind thief of all time.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I see kind of where you're going.
Like, his commitment to the insanity plea would be so strong that he'd be willing to eat shit.
Also, I think an insanity plea is kind of moot if you're eating shit. I mean, if the Virgin Mary told you to do it, it being your own idea is not that much better.
Well, but then also the fact that what a lot of people don't understand about the insanity plea is that it actually is worse in many cases. On the few times it does work, it only works about 2% of the cases in which it is applied. If you're convicted of this crime, he's going to spend, 4 to 7 years in jail. He could spend the rest of his life in jail in a psych ward due to the insanity plea. You are really gambling when you do an insanity plea. You can wind up with a far harsher sentence than you would if you just went to jail for a couple of years. So that's why I don't know if this was smart or not.
If you're asking me to pick the smartest thing between eating your own shit on the stand, claiming the Virgin Mary told you to do it, or using a pink backpack as a disguise, I'm not going to choose. I can't.
Let's go from a flight from Dallas to Chicago on Monday. Daniel Podolsky was kicked off of a Southwest Airlines flight for wearing a t-shirt that said Broad Fucking City. Apparently Broad City is a Comedy Central show, and this is their t-shirts, Broad Fucking City.
I love that shirt.
I never heard of it, so fair enough. But he was kicked off the flight for having profanity on his shirt. Now, here's where stories change, including his own. He claims he was totally calm, and they just had a big trouble with his shirt, and they don't like free expression. He filmed the incident on his cell phone, and it shows him getting belligerent, and it shows the airline going out of their way to be like, can you turn the shirt inside out? Can you put your jacket on to cover it or anything? He's like, no, free speech, free speech. This has started a firestorm of where does profanity work in the public arena? Does the airline even have the right to tell him to turn his shirt around just because it says fuck? I ran into this same kind of issue when I worked at Channel 26. I had a t-shirt of a beautiful Alex Ross painting of George Bush as a vampire sucking the blood out of the Statue of Liberty's neck. And that offended some of my coworkers, and I was asked to change my shirt. On that same day, one of my coworkers who was complaining to me was wearing a t-shirt that said, I believe in the Bible, ask me why, which kind of offended me. At what point does, quote, profanity or offensiveness in public breach free expression?
Well, as the article pointed out, he would have to have signed some sort of agreement on the flight, and they sort of told him, like, look, you agreed to follow our policies when you fly with us, and our policy is to not have profanity written on your shirt.
which is not unfair at all.
Not at all. And of course, like all other terms of service, he probably didn't read that and honestly probably wouldn't have cared either.
Because I quote, "I have freedom of speech. It's really not bothering anyone." Clearly it was bothering someone. You do have freedom of speech. I'm kind of on both sides of this one, Kat. I agree with him that he should have the right to wear that shirt. At the same time, if somebody was offended by it, and like you pointed out, he agreed to abide by their rules, he was in violation of those rules. You know?
I feel like this is kind of a tough one because it really nobody wins in this case.
Well, this one is not such a tough one. If you're high, let me give you guys my take on this. Josh, as somebody who sells t-shirts with the word fuck on them, I think you are on one side of this debate. I don't think you can play both sides of this one just in terms of conflict of interest.
I'm trying to advocate for the devil here, okay?
That's what I'm here for.
That's true. Okay, then you're the you're the devil's advocate then.
If you want to get very technical about it, though, this guy's free speech was not being threatened. The t-shirt's free speech was being threatened. He just happened to have been wearing it. He didn't make the t-shirt. He was just wearing it. He's saying the t-shirt's right to free speech is being infringed upon. T-shirts are not people. Not even Citizens United can make a t-shirt a person. So it's not a First Amendment case. Like Kat said, I agree with that. It is the airline as a business has a right to set its own policies. If that is one of the policies, it is the airline's right as a business to enforce that policy. Constitutional rights don't even come into it. It's an airline policy. If you don't abide by it, then you can't use that airline. It's not everything is free speech. Sometimes you're just being an asshole.
Is it a good thing that this has sparked a debate over quote profanity and what actually constitutes profanity and offensiveness? Because go back to my Channel 26 example. If I was offended at the I believe in the Bible, ask me why shirt, I highly doubt they would have made Brett take that off. But at the same time, they were more than willing to have me take my very anti-George Bush shirt off. Am I just being, as Charlie pointed out, I kind of have a dog in this fight. Am I too close to this, or is there a line between what is offensive and what might offend a single person?
Well, I think we live in an age of, you know, like people are becoming more open-minded and at the same time, we are in an age where everybody is offended by everything. So I kind of feel like maybe this is a good time to sort of talk about this, but I don't feel like we've needed to talk about this as a society before, because generally people as a whole had some consideration for one another, some degree knew how to behave in society. They, you know, like, oh, well, maybe wearing a shirt with lots of profanity, you know, maybe that's not a good idea in public spaces. I can wear that in my basement, but I don't want to wear that where there might be small children. I kind of feel like there was a you know, sort of a sense that that was the thing to do once upon a time. And now we have, you know, people who think they have some understanding of the law and, you know, just want to take it into their own hands and do whatever they want and then throw the law out there going, hey, look, this says I can do this because freedom. And they don't really understand how the world works, but they think they do. So they try.
But you also got to remember, it was just last year, the New York Supreme Court said, flipping off a police officer is a fair form of expression and is not harassment to a cop. That, I think, also says just how far that line's moved, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, if you flip someone off from across the street, it is not harassment at all. If I think it's a good thing that this debate is happening, yeah, if it'll help you sell a couple more t-shirts, I think it's a great thing.
Just go to 1201beyond.com. You get to the store there. You can find censored or uncensored versions of What the Fuck t-shirts. Go there now.
Yes, because we give you a choice. That's what freedom is. But
I actually didn't want the censored version, but I was talked into it. Probably rightfully so.
Don't like that people are willing to go to the mat for a fucking Broad City t-shirt. I mean, I like the show, but come on. If you're going to start saying, my free speech is being infringed upon, and start making that much noise, don't let it be because you don't want to change your fucking shirt. Let it be because a work of art that you've created is making a statement that you think needs to be said, and it's something worth defending. Don't make free speech the first thing you shout when you just don't want to stop being a dick.
The African-American businesswoman, Cam Brock, who was arrested in Harlem driving her BMW through Harlem because the cop claimed he smelled weed. No weed was ever found in the vehicle. She went to pick up her vehicle and where she was the next day, and she was forcibly sedated, cuffed, and sent to a mental hospital in Harlem as, quote, an emotionally disturbed person. She spent 8 days there being forcibly sedated because they thought she was bipolar because she insisted she was the CEO of a Fortune 500 company and knew President Obama. By the way, both of those things are true. It was just Harlem police said there's no possible way this black woman knows the president and is the head of a Fortune 500 company. So for 8 days, she was forced to live in a mental hospital while being sedated and given dangerous bipolar medicine because nobody believed that a black woman could hold this position. Is racism actually over?
I was about to make the statement, but don't worry, guys. Racism is dead. It's gone. There's a black president. Therefore, there is no racism left in the country. I would not imagine in this country that this kind of shit would happen, but you know what? America will surprise you. It'll get right down to the nitty-gritty of the world and surprise you with how utterly corrupt and stupid and horrible it can be.
I'm not defending the cops here at all. When an average person says, I personally know President Obama and I run one of the largest companies in the world, you're going to tend to not believe them at first, aren't you?
Well, first off, she said that Obama followed her on Twitter. Typically, you are supposed to give the person the benefit of the doubt until you can prove otherwise.
They forced her to take lithium, and they kept her sedated and drooling on herself for 8 days because, well, she's clearly crazy.
Without actually doing any research on her, like, I don't understand how they didn't, like, I don't know, look up her license or something after they'd stopped her.
That's one of the things her lawyer is claiming. A simple Google search would have found her all over the internet and verified her story. Not a single one of the doctors did that. They're just like, ah, she's crazy, dope her up and throw her in a corner.
Like, how did they not run her plates and figure out, oh, she does own this car? Like, did they not realize that somebody who owns a BMW has money and, I don't know, might actually not be a crazy person?
And she's the head of Citibank?
Like, what the actual fuck? I mean, there are many, many, many steps of arresting a person and determining if they're crazy, and I feel like they skipped almost all of them.
Well, I'm choosing not to believe this story.
That's probably for the best.
I'm reserving my right to not buy any of this. I don't think this was reported correctly, because what Kat is saying is right. There are so many steps and so many different people and departments of people and buildings for it to get to that point where she is committed and sedated on lithium. I'm just not buying that many people were willing to process her without looking into it even a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying that racism is over. That's stupid. Of course racism is not over because there are still racists. I've said it a bunch of times on this show. It's still true. But another reason why I'm not buying the show is because when this was done in a cartoon about 80 years ago, Josh, I know you're familiar with this. My name is Elmer J. Fudd. I own a mansion and a yacht.
I love that episode. Yes. There's a great stinger to this story, too. After she was released, you know, after they found out her identity, they didn't offer any apologies. They just let her go, and they handed her a piece of paper with a $13,000 medical bill on it for the 8 days and all of the drugs she took.
Yeah, that's not making me believe this story anymore. I'm still of the I'm of the stance that I just don't think this is accurate.
It might not be. I'm just telling you what I'm reading here, you know, what's being reported.
I'm not claiming that you wrote the story wrong. I'm just saying I don't buy this story.
I'm trying to track down where the story originally came from.
it came from the New York Daily News, which, as far as I can tell, is a right-wing website, but it's not a satire site from what I can tell. I don't know what to say, because from what I can tell, it's not a satire site.
Well, if this turns out to not be true, I don't think it was a satire. I think it could have been a plant or just incompetence.
All right. Well, we will leave it at that. We'll leave this segment with maybe that story happened, maybe not. I read it from, I don't want to say a credible website because it's a conservative website, but a website that is mildly credible. If we got punked, then we got punked. Fair enough.
If anyone listens to the show in Harlem, call me an old-fashioned optimist, look into this if you can. See if you can find the people that would have had to have been involved to get her from traffic stop to rubber room.
Rubber room. Boy, is that a 70s fucking term.
It followed a Looney Tunes reference. It felt right.
Well, the Daily Kos is also reporting it. The Daily Kos is the independent.uk is reporting it.
It is massive incompetence, if it is accurate. Like, of the level of which I have never heard of. When you just think of the scope of it, how many people would have to have been involved in this huge beginning-to-end cock-up, it boggles the mind.
Do you think, then, that this is one of those cases where she was right to have run to an attorney afterwards?
Yeah, sue all of the people. I'm for that. God, that's so fucked up.
It's very fucked up.
I mean, she's a black woman. They have no mind. They're just all nuts.
Freedom of speech! That's the motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they'll lock your ass up quick. The FCC says profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day. You think I give a fuck about some silly bitch named Gore? Your PMRC, here we go. War! Yo, Tiff, what's the matter? You ain't getting no dick. You're bitching about rock and roll. That censorship, dumb bitch. The Constitution said we all got a right to speak. Say what we want, Tiff. Your argument is weak. Censor records, TV, school books, too. And who decides what's right to hear you? Hey, PMRC, you stupid fucking asshole. The sicker on the record is what makes himself go. Can't you see, you alcoholic idiots? The more you try to suppress us, the larger we get.
Parental advisory.
You know what I'm talking about? Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. But just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say.
You have the right to remain silent.
Fuck that right. I want the right to talk. I want the right to speak. I want the right to walk where I wanna. Yell and I'm gonna tell and rebel every time I'm on a microphone on the stage, co-illing. The knowledge I drop will be heard by millions. We ain't the problems, we ain't the villains. It's the suckers depriving the truth from our children. You can't hide the fact, Jack, there's violence in the streets every day. Any fool can recognize that. But you try to lie and lie and say America's some motherfucking apple pie. Yo, you gotta be high to believe that you're gonna change the world by a sticker on a record sleeve. Cause once you take away my right to speak, everybody in the world's up shit creek.
Shit creek.
Shit creek. Know what I'm talking about? Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics, lyrics, lyrics.
Let me tell you about down south, where a motherfucker might as well not even have a mouth. Columbus, Georgia said they'd lock me up if I got on the stage at my show and said fuck, fuck. So I thought for a minute and said no, I wasn't even gonna do a damn show. Cause for me to change my words to my rhymes was never gonna happen cause of no sellouts of mine. But I vowed to get those motherfuckers one day. They even arrested Bobby Brown and Kool J. Yo, they got this coming cause I'm mad and I'm gunning homeboys and there's no running. I wanna tell you how I feel about you. No bull, no lies, no slack. It's just straight fact. Columbus, Georgia, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit on a damn map. Map, map. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say.
Parental advisory.
Freedom of speech, let them take it from me. Next I take it from you, then what you gonna do? Let them censor books, let them censor art. PMRC, this is where the witch hunt starts. The sense of what we see, we read, we hear, we learn. The books will burn,
burn.
You better
burn.
Think it out, we should be able to say anything. Our lungs were meant to shout, say what we feel. Yell out what's real, even though it may not bring mass appeal. Your opinion is yours, my opinion is mine. If you don't like what I'm saying, fine. But don't close it, always keep an open mind. A man who fails to listen is blind. We only got one right left in the world today. Let me have it, or throw the Constitution away.
Away,
away. I'm talking about freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah. Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech, yeah, boy. Just watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics, lyrics, lyrics.
Welcome to Heart Attack, guys. I am Hart D. Fisher, and yes, I am going to start my 10 minutes with a plug for the Jackalope Radio Still Rocking fundraiser. Go to go. GoFundMe.com/JackalopeRadio. Todd and the gang, they need to get new software. They need to get new equipment. I understand that very well as a business owner of American Horrors. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with the pace of technology, and these guys need your help. I know I contributed. I put some money in. I think some of the other hosts can put some money in, and we're going to do this here, folks. But right now, we're going to talk about some crazy shit going down in California. Just the other day, we had Governor Brown in the state of California declare that, oh my God, there's an emergency. He finally understands that we got a problem with the water system in California. Okay, well, he's screaming about how all of a sudden he's making all these changes here. He's ordered that all of these golf courses and all these other, they're going to stop watering the median in the middle of the street. They're going to reduce water consumption. They're going to tell all of us regular people that we have to cut back on our water. Yet at the same time, the governor seems to think that fracking is fine. Now, for those who don't know what fracking is, fracking involves pumping fresh, clean water into the earth to force up oil reserves out of the ground, wasting the water. And here in California, just last year, they caught these oil companies dumping fracking wastewater into California aquifers. That's right, guys. We're in the middle of a huge drought. And we found out the oil companies were dumping poisons into our drinking water. And guess what? While Governor Brown has ordered all this stuff, universities are going to have to tear out. They're talking about tearing out millions of acres of people's lawns and turfs. And dude, but they're still letting the oil companies frack. They're still allowing Nestle to pump millions of gallons of drinking water out of the ground that is like liquid gold and allowing them to truck it out of the state for the profit. So while Governor Brown runs around screaming that we got a water emergency, it seems that there's two different Americas. There's the America for corporations, which seem to get a free ride. Well, not a free ride. They paid for it. They bought our politicians. And I think it's pretty obvious here who's been bought out. Governor Brown, you've been bought out by the oil industry and by Nestle. Because I'd love to know, I'm sure there's got to be other water companies pumping out California water.
There absolutely is. You go to any bottled water company, doesn't matter whether it's Nestle or Pepsi or any of the other ones. They all, you know, you see on the label where it says fresh mountain water or whatnot. No, read the label. Read the fine print. It's all from, quote, public municipality sources. What that means is the same drinking water everybody else drinks. They just bottle it and run it through an extra purification process. So they're using your water, which they get for free, and they're selling it back to you.
Not only that, dude, Governor Brown has asked Californians to cut their personal water usage, while Governor Brown has been pushing a plan that would allow the fracking industry, the oil companies, to massively increase the amount of water it consumes and contaminates. So not only are they not going to restrict these guys, they're pushing a plan to give them more water and to poison it and to poison the rest of the water that's being fed to us.
I saw this this like dual photo. I think it was like maybe on Time's website or Life or something like that. It was a lake in California in 2000. And then this same lake from the exact same angle in 2014, the water level was almost completely gone. This lake was almost completely gone in 14 years.
Gee, I wonder how much of that is in Nestle water bottles. Folks, you got to boycott all Nestle products. Forget about Arrowhead water. Forget about their Pure Life brands. You need to walk away from it, folks. I say walk away from Nestle. I say stop giving them any money. And as far as the fracking goes, hey, we need to call up Governor Brown. We need to call up our elected representatives and let them know, hey, you can't keep lying to us. That's part of the joy of the internet, guys, is we get to tell each other the truth of what's really going on. So while Governor Brown is ordering 25 reductions statewide, he's allowing corporations just to pump this water out by the millions of gallons, guys. We're not talking about a dude just grabbing a jug of water and taking it away. And the oil companies are claiming that we need to take water away from our food supply and devote it to the oil supply. Well, you know what, folks? You can't eat oil, but I can eat a tomato. I could make a burger from a cow. There's nothing, you can't do that with the oil, guys. It's insane to think that you'd be rewarding oil companies that have illegally dumped contaminants into our drinking water, and you're going to give them more and take away more from we, the people. And not only that, the governor's order has been followed up with, gee, if you're a water waster, the state can fine you as much as $10,000 a day. And in my opinion, they're going to be fining people that can't defend themselves. They're going to go attack small farmers. They're going to attack small businesses. They're going to attack them and leave the big oil company alone. Well, I say that's fucking wrong, and it's time for us to take a fucking stand. It's time for us to make a fucking change. It's been time for fucking years. It's time to get up off your fucking knees and do something about it, goddammit. You fucking people complain and bitch and moan, and you just sit there and take it and let them beat you and knock you down. Well, fuck these motherfuckers. They say there's a revolution coming, and it is. All we need to do is get up off of our knees and take our government back for us, the people. These corporations don't know the tiger they've grabbed by the tail. They really don't. They've done their surveys. They've got their fake personas online to steer public opinion. But you know what, folks? Shit smells like shit. And it doesn't matter what color they paint the pig. A pig's a pig. And we're waking up to this. All of us are waking up to this. You live in that state with this scumbag, what's his name, Scott Walker?
Scott Walker, yes. Don't even get me started on Scott Walker.
But these fucking douchebags in office lie out of both sides of their mouth, but this is really going to hurt people. They're talking about remove 80 million square feet of turf. That's 59,000 front yards. And they want to do another 50 million square feet of lawn replacement here in Los Angeles. I mean, this is insane, folks. All this money being spent on lawn replacement when all you got to do is turn off the fracking machine, turn off the Nestle ripoff, turn off these water companies. It isn't that hard, guys. They're breaking the law like crazy. Nestle hasn't paid their permit to pump the water out, fired in 1998, and no one seems to have an answer for why they keep pumping out this water. We have to put our politicians' feet to the fire. We have to contact our politicians and make them feel our pain. Make them feel our pain. Pass this upwards, guys. They say pass it forward. I say pass it upwards. Pass it up the food chain, up these politicians' asses, and make them feel our pain of the common working man.
Meet filmmaker John Borowski and Hart D. Fisher live and in the flesh. 6 p.m., April 10th and 11th at the San Diego State University screening of Serial Killer Culture. Followed by a live Q&A hosted by San Diego State University's Criminal Justice Association with criminologist Dr. Thomas Gitchoff, the head of SDSU Special Collections, Robert Ray, the artist David Van Gogh, Hart D. Fisher, and Federal Bureau of Prisons retiree Joel Goodman. Come see Serial Killer Culture Saturday and Sunday, April 10th and 11th at San Diego State University's Little Theater No. 161. $3 for students, $5 for the public. For more information, go to SerialKillerCulture.com.
Brooklyn, Illinois. The Brooklyn, Illinois Police Department was raided this week. Other police agencies for massive amounts of corruption. It turns out that they were taking guns out of evidence and posing with them and using them in their cars. There are tons, literally almost a ton of drugs missing that's not in the, hey, it's not in evidence anymore. We don't know where it happened. There's thousands of dollars missing. We don't know where it happened. We don't know where it went. The police department, the police department in Brooklyn, Illinois, seems to have been running one of the most corrupt departments in the country. In the age of digital media, of the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that, why are cops still so stupid to be openly corrupt? Didn't this shit go out with Rampart in the 90s?
It's difficult to say why. I mean, I'm having trouble just understanding any of it. Like, removing guns from evidence to pose with them in pictures?
Uh-huh.
I can't pinpoint a motive for that. I don't understand any of that. But as far as why police are corrupt, it's because there are still shitty people being raised want that kind of power. They're attracted to that kind of power, that kind of control over people, that kind of authority over people. There needs to be better screening processes. God damn it. Ever since there have been police, there have always been people that never should have been police. You know what I mean?
And the main one in this is Chris Heatherly. He's the focus of all this. In the news report, which is from the local CBS affiliate, they found that not only is the AR-15 he was posing with was from an active case, which now the charges are being dropped because he has now tampered with the chain of evidence.
Oh, come on.
They are looking at up to 400 cases that Chris Heatherly has been involved in the last 5 years where they have to go back because – and I'm quoting from the DA, the Clare County State's Attorney is now refusing to prosecute or reviewing any cases that Heatherly was involved in because his actions prove he cannot be trusted as a witness.
You fucking idiot.
So possibly 400 people who maybe some were guilty, maybe some were not, are all going to be let go because he has, even in retrospect, tainted all of the evidence and his own testimony in all of those cases. So, way to go, you corrupt shithead. And by the way, the AR-15 that he posed with, they found in the trunk of his police car.
Like, is the need to pose with big guns because you have just the tiniest dick, like, so strong that you need to put not only your job in jeopardy, but the jobs of everyone else around you? Holy shit. There is, I mean, I expect this level of corruption out of Illinois, just all things considered, but still, I mean, the amount of damage that it's done is not just like, oh no, like our department looks bad now. This is legit damage. This is like criminals going free kind of damage.
But does this say something good about the DA though, that he's not willing to put up with this shit and he's not accepting any kind of a cover up? Is it because of we're in the digital media age that the DA can't pull like a Steubenville or an NYPD where it's, you know, hey, blue wall, guys? I think this is a good turning point, though, isn't it?
It may not be a turning point, but it's a nice example of doing it correctly, like of the correct behaviors that people should follow when the law enforcement is called into question. Be like, look, this is what happened. We're not trying to cover it up. We just want everything to, you know, like be done to the letter of the law. And that's how it's going to go. And it's kind of refreshing, you know, no trying to cover it up, no justifying bullshit, just handling it correctly. There is a sense of justice in the DA. Maybe it's just they know they can't cover it up or they can't get away with it. I don't care at the moment. I'm just glad it's being done right.
Yeah, I mean, the aftermath is being handled properly. I think it is a step forward in terms of holding these retarded fucking meatheads to any standard of accountability. Don't fucking like that this guy was allowed to be a cop long enough to throw out 400 fucking cases. That could be – that's murderers, child molesters that are not going to go to jail and are out there now because of this guy's fuck-up.
Also, the AR-15 and the drugs that were confiscated that were part of an active case that the DA has to drop all charges on. And they still – keep in mind, they still have almost a literal ton of drugs missing from these cases, because the evidence get saved for X amount of time, you know, in case of appeals and whatnot. All of the drugs from the drugs that were in the evidence locker are gone. We don't know where they are. I'm sure they've all been resold on the street. It's like, what the fuck?
He's like, with just one simple act, insecure male bullshit, he has done the opposite of being a police officer to an amazing degree.
Let's go back to Colorado. Let's talk about Baby Cutter.
God damn it. Again with this?
Oh, trust me, it got way worse. Dinelle Lane, the attacker, she is not being charged with murder in the baby's death, because when the baby was cut open, Colorado does not have fetus personhood. So it is not an act of murder what she did. And since the mother is still alive, she's only being charged with assault. Assault with a deadly weapon, but she's being charged with assault because the baby was not legally a person. This is one of those cases where I kind of go, fuck it. I almost am on the side of the anti-abortion people that I wanted to say the baby was a person. Pisses me off that this stupid bitch put me on their side for a moment.
I'm almost with you. I think I remember there being some conflicting stories behind whether or not the baby was able to sustain life outside of the womb was the definition of personhood, basically, for a fetus. And
yes,
like, so the initial cop who was on the scene who found it said that it was breathing, or that it had a breath, and that would have possibly made it constitute murder, but they're like, the coroner, I guess, couldn't find evidence that there had been
breath.
Life outside of the womb for the child.
They can't find evidence that the baby took a breath on its own, and that would be at least the beginning of the definition of being able to sustain itself outside of the womb.
Right. So I feel like maybe there could still be something, but I don't know. Like, it sucks so much that this person, that the perpetrator can't be punished harsher for the act of insanity that was this. Like, it was absolute madness, and she should be punished a lot harsher than just assault.
I'm just wondering if any of the other countries spend this much time arguing over whether or not a punishment is harsh enough. I don't know. It's a horrible crime. I'm trying to think of something clever for the history books. So far, all I have is Julius Caesarian section as like a criminal nickname.
Well, how about I make this entire situation even worse?
Oh, please do.
Republican lawmaker from Colorado, Gordon Klingelschmidt, said that this whole thing, this incident, is an act of God. It's an act of God in retribution for America allowing women to have abortions. Quote, "This is the curse of God upon America for our sin of not protecting innocent children in the womb. And part of that curse for our rebellion against God as a nation is that our women are ripped open," unquote.
His name is fun to say. Yeah, I don't think he's as stupid as I'd like to think he is. I think he is, obviously a pro-life whack job. I'm not talking about just believing in pro-life ideology and being on that side of the debate. I'm saying he's an overzealous whack job. He's at least sharp-eyed and opportunistic. I mean, he was probably waiting for something like this to come along to say, see, they're all people.
I think he's gotten a lot of criticism for his remarks, and as well he should. Because
the Republicans in Colorado are backing the fuck away from him. Like, whoa, not with us, not with us.
It is the hallmark of a politician to be able to politicize literally any event in media and news. He picked the wrong one to try and politicize and make about politics and religion, like, because it's a tragedy. It's sort of like the people who say that hurricanes show up because we allow the gays after the hurricane just killed like hundreds of people. You're just like, no. You picked the wrong thing. Like, it's such a violent tragedy that you just should have backed away from that one and said, you know what, I'll wait till something else happens for me to make an ass out of myself on television. And the fact that the Republicans are backing away from him, going, we're not with him.
I'm going to read a quote from the Republican Minority Leader Polly Lawrence. "When I saw what he said about the woman being attacked, I was appalled. He does not speak for the Republican caucus. In fact, we've counseled him numerous times, as we counsel everybody, that what you say outside of this building because you're an elected public official sometimes spills over into your official capacity," unquote. They're basically cutting him loose, aren't they, Kat?
They're basically saying, We told him to shut the fuck up about his religion when he's, you know, out on his own, and he obviously couldn't.
That's depressing in and of itself. When other Republicans are like, we love fetuses, but come on, Gordon.
Your religious obsession is a little too much. And we're trying to institute the Bible as the new constitution. And you're just a little bit too much in love with it.
Well, speaking of that, how about we go to Indiana? Or the fact that nobody wants to go to Indiana anymore. Governor Mike Pence, you know, he signed the Indiana Religious Freedom Bill, which allows places to, you know, we've talked about it many times, sincerely held religious beliefs. You don't have to treat gays or Muslims or whatever. Didn't think that he would get the backlash that he did. He actually is a little surprised at the backlash that he's getting, that this is not my agenda. I support religious liberty and I support this law. But we are in discussions with legislative leaders this weekend to see if there's a way we can clarify the intent of the law. He claims that the law is being misrepresented and by misinformation in the media, and that it will absolutely not allow people to discriminate. In fact, he says it will allow religious people to not be discriminated against. So this is an anti-discrimination law, really?
It's not even bad that he's lying to the people. It's sad that he's lying to himself. I wonder if he genuinely believes the shit that's coming out of his mouth, or if he's just backtracking so hard that there's nothing else he can say or do. He's just got to just keep it coming because he can't backtrack fast enough.
I think the American justice system is eating itself to death, and it's almost all the way there. Particular shit that comes from the justice system, from eating itself, is probably not the last one, but it's a pretty big one.
Well, Kat, I'm going to ask you this one because you run a lot of nerd cons and you work behind the scenes at a lot of nerd cons. Gen Con is threatening to pull out of Indiana, which brings approximately $50 million a year to Indiana's coffers. Do you think that is the right move? First of all, Gen Con used to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We would welcome Gen Con back. But do you think a nerd convention is really the right place to make a political statement like that? Or do you think that's just going to embolden him going, fucking nerds, we don't want fucking furries and cosplayers anyway?
I think he wouldn't even begin to understand what Gen Con is, what it does, and the benefit that it brings. Like, he wouldn't go, fucking nerds and fucking furries. He's going to go, the what? What's a Gen Con? Oh, it's a convention? Oh, who cares?
Like, $50 million of who cares.
And that's what they'll tell him, and he'll be like, that's being ridiculous. Don't blow this out of proportion. These people don't understand that conventions are business. Conventions bring money. These are politicians. They're too disconnected from the reality of things to truly understand. Even though all they understand is money, they still wouldn't understand the money and the benefits of this convention. That being said, Gen Con wouldn't be able to pull out until at least 2020, because that's how far their contract goes till. So, yeah, like...
Because, like I said, we used to have that in Milwaukee. I want it back.
Gen Con's statement is empowering, but sort of, in the end, pretty hollow, because they couldn't even respond in a timely fashion to the legislation. But it's very enheartening. It's nice to see them standing up for what is essentially a lot of their membership.
I absolutely agree with that. Because
it might not be the best place to make this kind of statement, but I think it's the statement that their membership would have them make.
Well, I think you guys are both kind of right in that respect. I think the fact that this is even being considered news by anybody is just blustering for nerd support. Kat is right in that it does come down to a black and white matter. If they signed a contract until 2020, then they will be on the hook for a bunch of money if they pull out before then.
But they're not the only ones. Quite a few different... There was a gun convention that has pulled out of Indiana if they support this law. There are different cons. There are events. There are businesses. There are certain businesses that say, I'm not going to do business with a business that will discriminate against gays. Essentially, this law is isolating Indiana.
Can I just mention how wonderful it is that you've said pull out as many times as you've had during this segment? I just think that's marvelous.
Hey, a real man doesn't pull out. He stays in there and fucks you to the end.
even if the story's about gays.
Not to get too far off the beaten track of gays and derailing that train. I can't remember what company I was hearing about, but it was some company that had planned like this huge expansion into Indiana, and they were going to open up like 11 new offices or stores or whatever it was. And they're like, you know what? No, we're not going to do that now. And here's all that money that we were going to spend in your state, and now we're not. And I just think that's brilliant. That's the right way to go about this, is to go, you know what? Nah, we've decided we don't want to do business with a state that is trying to legalize segregation and legalize discrimination. And we're not for that. And I think that's the sort of wake up call that Pence needs in order to go, shit, the times, they are a-changing.
Well, and I think you made a good analogy there. This is sort of a modern day Jim Crow law in Indiana, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, this is, I saw a really good, it was just a photo edit of, it was like the drinking fountains from way back in the day. And there was, one was for whites and one was for blacks, but they had changed one for whites, or one for everybody and one for coloreds, or not for coloreds,
for gays.
For gays. And they had like, it was like a colored, like it was a rainbowed drinking fountain. And we're like, that's how it would be if they had their way. Like, they would have this extreme reaction if they thought they could get away with it.
Get to the back of the Uber car. In a generalizing kind of way, I'd like to tell people, become involved in stories like this. Getting too wrapped up in your own bullshit is not more important than taking care of your fellow man. So stop fucking doing that. I mean, just make a compromise with your own religion. You can be as devout and faithful as you want. Just don't allow it to make you hurt another person. That's just common sense.
You know what is also common sense? In Idaho, Representative Paul Shepard thinks that gays are just good people that made bad moral decisions, the same as slave owners. I'm not kidding. Quote, slave owners were very good Christians and good people. They slave owners weren't terrible, rotten, horrible people. They just made bad choices, and that's how I see gay people. Unquote. So yeah, gay people and slave owners are the same thing, apparently.
Okay, so let's talk just for a moment about the idea that people still think that being gay is a choice. That you somehow wake up one day and you're like, you know what, I'd like to fuck people with my same genitalia. Like, you just wake up one day and you decide that you are just going to be gay. And that's just not the way it is. And we're still having that conversation. That's insane.
You know what's a lot of fun is people who do think homosexuality is a choice. It's fun to remind them that in this particular debate, they are on the pro-choice side.
Equating gays to people who own slaves. That's a leap that an Olympic gymnast could not have made.
Yeah, Evel Knievel could not make that leap. That's such a far leg.
Slave owners are fantastic. Cat, slave owners are good people that just made bad choices. It goes back to last week, remember, because God touched the hearts of man.
Right. So the thing about slave owners is that a lot of them were not good people. They were not good Christians. They owned other people and they thought this was okay. Now, there was a lot of things in play in society that made them think that it was okay, and religion is part of it. It's a huge part of it. They are not good people who made bad choices. They are morally ambiguous people who did bad things for reasons that they justified. Now, some people, like, you know, they inherited their slaves or whatever. It's done. It's over with. It's a period that we're not proud of. Now, to try and compare something that is completely natural to a group of people that we're not proud of, I think is pretty telling about how he feels about gay people.
Why would you ever think equating gays to slave owners would get you points? There's no possible way this wound up being a positive quote, huh?
Well, I've come to the conclusion that any politician who says something this stupid in a public forum is either used to running unopposed or through some sort of deal is like already has it locked up. So my most optimistic stance that I can take with those people is that they don't give a fuck, and that's why they're saying stupid shit. The worst case scenario is that they're saying it because they mean it and they don't even know how fucking stupid it is. That is a whole different ball game, and someone like that is much more dangerous. So if you really don't know how fucking dumb it is to compare homosexuality to slave ownership, I'm going to just illustrate for you what it would be like on the other side of that argument. Imagine it's in Mississippi in the 1800s. There's like a big slave auction going on in the town square of some little shit splat redneck town. People are buying slaves, and there's this one guy and a couple of friends of his that work with him. They're loading slaves into a truck, and one guy says to the other two, "Hey, do you guys taste cock right now?"
I do have a positive spin to this story, though. Representative Paul Shepard, Republican, he had a website. Well, he forgot to renew it. So for a day, his website was not renewed. It was commandeered by an LGBT advocacy group run by Dylan Haley, who now runs Shepard's website, still under paulshepard.com, and said they have basically given him a deadline. If you make a sizable donation to an LGBT advocacy group, we will give you back your website. As of the date we're recording this, they still control his website because he will not give a donation.
I love you guys.
Sometimes, I mean, it's not technically hacking because they did it all legally, but sometimes computer hacking can work out for a positive benefit, huh?
It's mm-hmm. sort of like Robin Hood modern blackmail.
Yeah, it is.
They're kind of hackers. They're more activists, I'd say. Like,
hacktivists.
I mean, they're hacktivists, kind of. I mean, they're kind of following Guy Fawkes. People should never be afraid to stand up for their beliefs and things that they're passionate about. So I think we should call them Guy Fawkers.
Charlie, if you're going to be a Guy Fawker, where would people find you?
Oh, you can see me Guy Fawking all day on Twitter, Facebook, and geekjuicemedia.com. Coming soon to which will be this past weekend of shows that I just did at Looney's in Colorado Springs. It was my first featuring weekend. I did 5 shows in 3 days. Each set was a half hour. There's going to be new comedy coming to the internet from me.
I was going to say, it better be new, because I've already listened to your album like a dozen times. I'm sick of those jokes already.
I'm sure you are. I am too. That's why I was doing new shit this weekend.
Fair enough. Kat, where could people find you?
You can find me leading a revolution of nerdyism and basically not doing anything of interest unless you're a super, super geek. Over on my other show, Thespian Talk, over on rtgomer.com, and my other show, Nerd to the Third Power, which is on Channel Awesome. I can't talk tonight. Oh my God. My other show, Nerd to the Third Power, which is over on channelawesome.com, This Week in Geek, and iTunes. And then you can find me on the social medias on Twitter at LabyrinthCat and Facebook.com/NerdistCat.
Oh, now do you guys see why she's the narrator for 1201 Beyond?
Because I need a fucking script, and then if I didn't, I'd just be shit.
Well, you can go to 1201beyond.com. You can get some t-shirts there. We got new ads coming.
They say fuck on them.
They do say fuck on them, and it's got like a hand with like a mouth in it, which is kind of make – if you masturbated like that, would that be a blowjob too? I just thought of that. Never mind. But
That was just a nice reference to Jesus.
You can go to 1201beyond.com. You can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And seriously, go buy a fucking t-shirt. Turned out the
the fuck is a 1201 Beyond production? Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.